the horses will be tied by rope to the bumper, just on their back back legs, and then I'll just start driving, and it'll drag the horses.
You'll kill them right that way.
You let me sit down in the car with you, and you flop your dick out in your ass is grass, son.
$300.
I'll beat you all over this goddamn parking lot. I will make your face this goddamn pavement. You understand me, you son of a bitch?
$300.
You understand me?
$300.
I hope you fucking see me, you cocksucking son of a bitch. I will beat the fuck out of you.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
It's my perfect.
Yeah, you looking for odd jobs around, you know, doing some work?
Yeah.
What's your current situation, brother? What you got going on?
Well, at the moment, I mean, I got bills to pay. I got to do my folks' son to take care of. I mean, I got a car and everything. I'm just kind of in between jobs right now. I'm just looking for extra money.
All right, well, I got a 25-acre ranch. Do you know where Horse Machine Ranch is? Or maybe you can find it. There's a new development called Horse Machine Ranch, and I have a 25-acre ranch out here. I got a creek that runs through it, and I got a lot of animals. I got a lot of chickens. I got a lot of cars. You can fix cars. You can do some cleaning. Fix little odds and ends. I got a pool. You can clean the pool. Maybe I can bring you on. I'll pay you $12 an hour. And I'll work you a good, I'll give you a double time and a half overtime, and I'll work you up to 60 hours a week sometimes, probably, motherfucker.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you can move in, but I got a property here. I got a compound, and I have a house that was for the gardener, but that motherfucker fucked up big time. He fucked my daughter. So I kicked his ass out. Yeah, but I don't need you coming here fucking my daughter and all that shit.
That ain't. I got a wife and kid, man.
All right. Well, you can bring the wife and kid and move in here. There's a two bedroom little house machine over there with a small kitchenette. You can use that, motherfucker. You can move in on there if everything works out. I need to check you out. Got to do background. You got anything on your background? You got any DUIs, anything like that? What you got? I'm going to do a background check.
As far as my background goes, the only thing that is on my background is a DUI from last year.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh. Well, there goes that then. Forget it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's $50,000 a year, plus you get rent. You get free rent on the house here on the ranch. There's a small house for you and the family. It's included in your salary and all that. But yeah, DUI, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was in a whole different state.
Ah, shit, really? Well, maybe it won't come up. I don't know, but now you done told me. I don't know. I can pull it now. You want to? Can you come over tonight? And I'll pay you to come over tonight and fix some stuff. And I'll interview you. I'll get you an access card and fingerprints and all that.
Where's that? Yeah, I can come over tonight.
Horse Machine Ranch. You know where Horse Machine Ranch is?
I can on my Mac.
Yeah.
Find it.
Yeah, it's all right. You want to meet at the Walmarts?
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. When can you be at the Walmarts?
I can be there in 45 minutes. I'm in Mooresburg.
All right, and I'll call this number here.
Yeah.
All right. Shit, damn it. All right. Well, I'll talk to you then. You go ahead and get ready. Get some nice boots on, and I'll be right. I'll meet you there, and I'll drive you onto the property and all that. All right.
All right.
All right, I'll give you a call. All
right.
Hey, I'm in a Mercedes Benz.
Okay, I'll be in a Silver Ford Taurus.
Silver Ford Taurus. All right, well, I'll give you a call then, and we'll see each other. All right. All right, damn it. All right, he's going to go to the Walmarts. If I'm still on 45 minutes from now, because I'm tired, but if I'm still on, I can give him a call back. That'd be great. All right. This is Carlito, and you're listening to Madhouse Radio. That was the first prank call of the night. I was just trying to get a quick prank in there, you know? So now we set someone up. We set them up. Head on over to madhouselive.com. That's my main website. There's also prankcallnation.com. There's shows on just about every day of the week. Subscribe to the podcast. Just listen to the shows right there. There's also a chat room, our IRC chat room. That's the chat section over there at prankcallnation.com. Just go over there and click on chat. Click on chat. It's like cat with an A. All right, here's someone looking for a grill. I forgot to hit one.
Die angerufene Nummer ist nicht vergeben.
What the fuck was that German shit? I forgot to dial one. I'll get to more of that information shit in a minute. About where to go and what to do. You guys know already. You already know. I'm very tired. But I figured I should do something tonight. Yeah, hey, you're looking for a grill?
Yeah.
All right, what are you looking to do with that?
I'm looking for one to put on a tractor.
Yeah? All right. Yeah, I got four of them tractors here. I got a ranch, Horse Machine Ranch.
Yeah.
That's my ranch.
You got a Cub grill?
Yeah, for a 47. I got two 47s. I got a 52 and a 48.
Yeah, are they in pretty good shape?
Oh, they're beautiful shape. Beautiful fucking shape. This one here, the grill off of this one, you can get off the 47. I got really mad, and I took a baseball bat, and I started hitting, but like other components, not the grill. I didn't hit the grill at all. But I hit like a lot of like the fuel filter. I hit it really hard on the fuel filter while it was running, and it wasn't a good idea. The whole thing almost got immolated, they call it. Immolated?
Yeah.
That's what they told me, that I could have been immolated, yeah.
But what do you want for it?
I looked up, and I saw the good Lord's hand come down. I swear to God, I saw the good Lord's hand come down, and the flames didn't do nothing to me. I don't know if you believe in the Lord, but he came to me. That I have fire all around me, and just like that guy in the Bible, he walked in the fire, and nothing happened to him, and it happened to me. And the flames went away. And then now, what I can do is, if I can concentrate really hard, and I get flames come out of my fingertips and my hands, it'll... like that.
What do you want for the grill?
Huh?
How much do you want for the grill?
I don't know. What's it go for? I don't know. This isn't my motherfucker, you know? I took a baseball bat and then I started shooting at it. I started shooting a revolver at it. Listen, I'm going to do the thing with my hands. I'm going to light them on fire. Hang on. There you go. You hear? You see that? And I'll put them out. There. It's really cool. Like I can make fire come out of my hands. Like my hands go like that.
Where are you located?
You know where the Walmarts is in Rogersville?
Yeah.
Down the street from there, you take a right. It's a new development called Horse Machine Ranch. It's called Horse Machine Ranch Road. There's a brand new light there. And you take that right there, and I'm up a ways, down by the creek. I got a 25-acre ranch out here.
And is that off 11 or off of 66?
66.
Okay.
You want to come up over here now?
No, I can't come over now.
Why not?
I might be able to come over tomorrow afternoon.
Were you already sleeping?
No,
What time you go to sleep?
Well, usually about 11 or something.
Oh, I can come bring it to you. Well, I'm going to come bring it to you. We can look at it together. I want to do
it. Well, I can run over tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, but I want to see you now, you know? The whole part of this was to see you now, you know?
I can't do it. I can't do it
it's
tonight.
I haven't seen you in so long. I just wanted to at least, you know, catch up with you, you know, while we take care of this. I wanted to be able to... I haven't seen you in so long. It's just been a long time.
Well, you had never seen me, I don't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure I done. Yeah. Sure I done. Last time I saw you was at the Walmarts.
Well, but I'll think about it.
All right. Well, I mean, what's wrong? Do you have one of these tractors yourself?
No, I've got one, but I don't want to sell it.
With the grill, did you break the grill on it?
The grill was missing on it when I got it.
Oh, did you try fucking it and the grill fell off? You put your pecker in the front of it and fuck it and you broke the grill? Finally did something with that guy. It's finally. What's that? Over here. Alright, he hung up. I was hoping he'd say something. Or try to dial *69. Or maybe he called the Walmarts. Walmarts. The following is a number for a person who's looking for a used clothes dryer. And I forgot the word. It's talking to me in German tonight. Or Austrian. Probably German, right? Yeah, hey, you're looking for a clothing dryer?
Oh, no, I've already got one, thank you.
Oh, were you looking to ride it? Because the one I got here gets you off really quick if you get on top of it. When you put it on the fast cycle? Was that what you were looking for? Hello? Hello? I'm here and you're listening to me talking like this while you're listening to me. Now I call someone who is have a yard sale. Now we call a yard sale.
Oh, Hello?
Yeah, hey, you still got any of them things from that yard sale? I'll make you a good offer on everything.
Who is this?
Tanner. My name's Tanner. I didn't say anything. Hello? Ma'am? Tanner. That's a good name. That's a cool name. It's like Hunter. I'm not a hunter, I'm the Tanner. Tanner must be a bad job. Back in the day.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Animal tanning and hide tanning was a very poor job. It was an important job, but in the village or in the wherever, the people that had to have this job was bad because it was smelled so bad. The process of making the leather and the tans, like back in medieval Europe and stuff, it was basically putting the hides in basically feces, animal feces and piss and urine and shit, just festering. If my history is correct, it's a very disgusting process, but it was how they had to make leather back then, I guess. For some reason, I think that's the case. I play Total War games a lot, you know? The Total War series. And I think Total War Rome, or Medieval 2, one of those, it had like one of the buildings you can build was a tanner. And with those games, the cool thing is you can right-click on anything in the game, and it'll give you the information, like, in-game, what the stats are for it. But then it'll actually go into the history. It gives you, like, you know, usually you get a few good paragraphs of good information and stuff on the history of it. And I'm pretty sure the tanning one said that. It was, like, a real nasty process. Yeah. Anyway. Let me call the yard sale people back again. Oh man, no answer. All right, we got dog machines being sold like dog slaves.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I understand you have some dog machines, lab puppy machines.
Machines?
Yeah, little puppy machines.
I have puppies. They're not machines.
Well, we give them a number and call them a machine. Yeah, we put them to work, basically.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in that. These are family pets.
Yeah, but no, they're full AKC registered. We put them to work. They're English bloodlines. They have to be shown. They have to be shown. It'd be a shame for them not to be shown. Why would you do that? You're ruining the sport and the bloodline by doing that. These dogs will be groomed properly, and they will be trained, and they will be shown.
Okay.
And we'll specifically have in our contract that you can't try to get anything out of any winnings that we get from the dogs being shown.
Oh, okay. Well, they're all spoken for anyway. We have two males left this week, but they're gone now.
All right, well, so do you have a breeding pair then? Is that what you're doing?
No, I do not.
Oh,
it's
the word
family pet.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
But do you have the bitch or the male, the stud? Do you have the
female, and then the male is my brother's.
Okay, so but you had them get together and fuck and all that.
Okay, bye.
Well, that's how you do it, right? Yeah. Let's call back, see if the husband is... What you say? What did you say to my wife? Motherfucker, you? If he was a man, he would do it. A man.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. Why not? We'll try a third time. Why not? A second time, really. If that doesn't pick up, we have another yard sale that occurred.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Bitch. No, don't call back. I'm not trying to call back. All right, next, yard sale. Yeah, hi. Did you have a yard sale this weekend?
Yes.
You got any stuff left? I'll make you an offer on everything or any of the major things, even the knickknacks. I buy them all. I'll make you an offer, a good offer. Get them off your hands.
The only thing that we have left is shutters, the vinyl shutters. I think we've got 10 of those left and 4 of the small ones, 39. The big ones are 55, and the small ones are 39.
All right. Were these shutters used somewhere that had, like, a lot of redneck smoking and stuff like that?
Do what now?
Were these shutters used in a place that had a lot of redneck smoking cigarettes in the house and shit like that? They've got them stinky or stained?
They're shutters for outside your house. Like, they were blue, and they faded from the sun some.
Oh, yeah?
They could be repainted.
Yeah.
They're outside vinyl shutters.
Oh, those motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. All right, good. I can make a nice sale with that, right?
They're $50 new. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get rid of them for $8 a piece.
Yeah.
$5 for the small ones. They're in excellent condition. They just got to be painted.
All right.
Unless somebody wants the faded look.
Yeah, because, I got a property out in the woods, and I could use them. I'm building it myself for calling my fucking hole. It's just a one room kind of little shed over there, and you could use some siding or something to keep the water out. But I just got a mattress in there, some gallons of water, and I do a lot of fucking out there.
Okay.
So how much are these going for?
We can get rid of them for $8 a piece, or.
And how many do you have? Let's do the math, honey, baby. You got $8 a piece at how many?
We have, how many shutters do we have? 14 total.
God damn it.
But 14 total. I think we have 11 now.
11?
And we've got, two of the 39 inch. So we've got,
You got 11 for $8 each?
Yeah, you're right.
So that's 11 plus 8, $19. All right. Makes sense. I can do that. That's a good deal. $19 for all 11?
No, that's not right, Matt.
No, you said you have 11 of them, right? And they're how much each one?
They're a set. For a set, we were doing $8.
$8 for the set?
$88.
But 11, and then you add the one. Add 8. 11 plus 8, 9, 1, 9. That's not how it goes.
It's 11 times 8, so that would be $88.
Wait, 11 times 8. Hang on. 11 times 8. What's the trick for the 11?
It's just multiplication. 11 times 8.
Is 11... Okay, so that's the one where I can take the number I'm multiplying by. And the one, it just becomes the number, right? On the other, on the bottom. Stupid. Multiplication, sir. Okay. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, I'm stupid at math. Enough for my fucking hole. Someone looking to buy some folding tables. Folding tables, yeah.
The party you are calling has declined to receive this call. Please try your call again with caller ID enabled.
Fuck you, then. Another yard sale. lot of yard sales this weekend, man. End of the summer, you know. End of yard sale season, I guess. Can't have no yard sale in the winter, unless you're in Florida. California. Big Vagina, I'm calling about that yard sale you had.
Yes.
You got any stuff left over, Vagina? I can give you an offer. I'll make an offer on everything. Take them off your hands. I'll make you a nice big offer. Cash.
And that's something you'd have to speak with my husband about.
Okay. All right, Big Vagina, can you put them on? Damn. Too many Big Vaginas. Ruining them with my stupidity. My insistence on using just verbal, disgusting words.
This is Becky. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
The tone. Please record your message.
The tone.
You have finished recording. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Big Becky, I'm calling you to get the shits off your hands. I want to make you an offer cash and come down and strip off my pants and my underwear and show you what's cooking down there. And you know you want it. You want me to take you there.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Message review.
Yeah, Big Becky, I'm calling you to get the shits off your hands. I want to make you an offer cash and come down and strip off my pants and my underwear and show you what's cooking down there. And you know you want it. You want me to take you there.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery. Thank you. Your message has...
And away it goes. All right, that guy still has some time to get down to the Walmarts. I want to make sure he's already at the Walmarts. Walmarts. Someone here with an 83 Ford F-100 for sale. That's a classic car. Yeah, man. Drive that car to the fucking arm wrestling competition. Cobra. Hey, how you doing? You got a Ford F-100, big penis?
Yeah, it's a F-100. Got an 83 Ford F-100 with a 400 big block in it.
Still got the original engine? You ever change it out?
Well, it was probably changed out when I got, because that motor didn't come, an 83 Ford didn't come out with a 400.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I done asked you, you know. I wasn't, yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure you know what you're talking about, too. That's good. How many miles you think since you got it then, since the engine was put in, do you estimate?
Well, I'm going to estimate it ain't got 60,000 miles on a rebuilt motor.
All right. Okay. That's good. All right. And does it have a bumper? Like one? I need a tie. I needed to tie some horses. I'm going to tie them by their legs to the back of the bumper and then drive them.
Drive the horse?
Yes.
What do you mean? Have the horse pull the truck?
No, the horses will be tied by rope to the bumper just on their back legs, and then I'll just start driving. It'll drag the horses.
You'll kill them right that way.
Well, they done lost at racing. They're bad blood, man. We gotta disbreed them. We can't breed horses like this. They're losers.
We're losing. Oh, what they done dead? You gonna drag them and put them in a hole?
Well, we're gonna lose more money on them, boarding and feeding them and giving them medical care, and they're fucking losers. All they do is lose, cocksucking horses. Yeah, we got like 10 of them. We gotta cull the herd.
Well, call somebody and they'll come and get them for free. Instead of killing them, haul them away.
Well, this ain't got to do with you. This is between me and you and the Ford truck I'm buying. Now, how much you? I want to make an offer on that.
What's the offer?
I'll give you $350.
I need at least $1,200 out of it because I know what that truck is.
Man, shit. Well, you're gonna stay quiet about the horses. I'll give you
$1,200. $1,200—that's what I want for it.
You're gonna stay quiet about the horses. You ain't gonna tell no one in the horse race.
Hey, hell, you take the truck for whatever you. I don't know nothing about the damn horses. Whatever you do with the damn truck's your business.
Yeah, you know my grandpappy. He used to do the same thing with black people, the coloreds. He used to do that with them. That's where we got the idea from.
Who's this?
My grandpappy. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Long time. They don't. Yeah, that's a long, long time ago.
I'm talking about you, the one with Pam, right?
Huh?
Are you the one that's with Pam?
Yeah, I'm with Pam.
Oh, okay, I just want to figure out who you was.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't look at the number or nothing. I just answered the phone.
Yeah, I'm a big racist. You know that. Yep.
Oh, you gonna get rid of Obama?
No, just the horses.
I thought you were going to run over Obama.
No, God, no. You can't say that. Are you crazy, sir? I got to report you. What's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay. And you made a threat against President Barack Obama. The time is 9:40.
I was just joking on that one, though. I just joke around.
All right, hang on. So you're saying that. Let me get that. I got to make sure I get that word for word. I was just joking. I was just joking. All right, so on one count of verbal threats, how do you plead? Guilty, not guilty? Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, come on. All right, that wasn't that good. But seriously, are you okay? You're not going to tell anyone what I do with this truck after I get it, right? I can drag the horses all I want?
Oh, hell, if you buy it and you take it off away from me. You put $1,200 in my hand, and it needs these two front tires. Show them how it's switching the battery, and you can do whatever the hell you want with it.
Well, listen, the horse racing commission, they're there's like a 70% chance that they'll come to you to ask if I said anything about horses. They do that. They check up on me all the time. They'll come down. They'll probably enter your house without your permission, without a warrant. They usually do that. And there's like three or four of them.
Can you call me back in a minute? I got a phone call I got to take.
Who's calling?
I don't know. That's the reason why I got to look.
Who do you think it is at this time? You think it's family?
I don't know.
You think it's long distance?
Oh my. Can you hang out a minute? Let me answer and I can get back to you.
I'll be right here. Yep, that's what I thought. Fucking chicken ass motherfucker, him. The lonesome loser's here. It's good to see him. He'll be sending me numbers, sure. Hopefully, I think. Maybe. That'd be nice. Okay, we just called about the Ford F-150. F-100. Not even. Here is a min pin for sale. Miniature pincher. She housebroken to pee pad up to date on shots. Please call. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what it says. Here, I'll read it again. Verbatim. Reg CKC female min pin for sale. She housebroken to pee pad up to date on shots. Please call. There it is. Tennessee, everybody.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. Instead, now we have looking for Section 8 approved house for rent. Yeah. Section 8. I do not have a job, but I do get Section 8, and I'm currently going to school for criminal justice. Uh-huh, okay. So please call ASAP. Have three boys and one boy due in November. Want to move before he gets here. All right. right. But, dude, you got no job and you got three babies? Let's see where the dad is, right? Let's see where the dad is.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Trying again. We got another yard sale that was held this weekend. Hello? You're looking for Section 8? Hello? You're looking for Section 8 housing? A Section 8 house?
Yeah.
Are you still looking?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. I have a house that just became available. I had to kick them out. They were, they were like those Muslim Arab people, you know? And I didn't want their people in there. I went in there and they had like all their stuff out. Like their, Quran stuff out. And I said, you gotta get rid of that in my house. And they were like, no, no, it's alright, alright. And I kicked them the fuck out. Fuck them. So you're a white girl then?
What?
You're a white girl? Hello? 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 Oh, why? I just asked if she's a white girl. She did not like that. That must mean that she's... I was going to ask if the kids were... Were they mixed race kids? What, biracial, mulatto? What can you say, right? Alright, well, here's that yard sale instead. Fuck.
To an automatic voice message system. 42332.
As I was saying, a lot of yard sales this weekend, it appears, out in America, the end of the summer machine. Very exciting. We got wankers coming in from Lonesome Loser. We'll be getting to those in a moment. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you had a yard sale this last weekend. If you have any stuff left over, I'll make you a good offer. Cash money, get it out of your hands, off your hands.
We're having one this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, keep in mind, if you end up with a lot of stuff at the end, you want me to come by, I'll make you an offer on all clothes, anything you got, anything. What I can't sell myself in my flea market, I'll sell it for scrap. Or I'll use it myself. I'll make sexual toys out of them. It's not a problem. So keep me in mind. You got the number on the ID? What kind of stuff you's going to have?
Clothes, toys, household stuff. Just a little bit of everything.
What kind of toys? The ones for penetration?
The what?
The penetration toys?
No. Kids' toys.
Yeah, I know. But can you penetrate with them?
No.
And do any of them go buzz, buzz like that, like buzzing around, vibration? You know when you put your phone on vibrate, do any of the toys do that?
Yeah, I'm sure some of them do.
I want to shove them up your ass.
Are you having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm glad.
I'm touching it right now. Now I'm having fun. Yeah. she wanted to have fun, guys, right? Well, hey, excuse me while I have some fun. Don't get mad at me. She obviously came on to me on the phone. All right. I got two numbers left here on the swap shop, so let's get those real quick. We got Chef Mate stove for sale. Works good. This is my electronic
quest kit.
Okay, $100 oboe.
Call rejected.
No!
Try it again.
If I learn how to type shit, there we go.
Call rejected.
No, call rejected. Alright. The last one on this list, I have a practically new M-Audio Fast Track guitar. Microphone interface, which allows you to record guitar on your computer, blah blah blah, USB, great for recording, blah blah blah. Okay. I get it, we'll do it. And I gotta get to loan some numbers after that, so shut up. Let me flex, I'm going off, I need some fucking bread. Niggas try to figure, but all I hear in my interviews is, why is this so cool? You niggas are so unusual. Yeah, hello, you have a guitar microphone interface, which allows you to record guitar and or keyboard and sync through inputs straight onto your computer.
Yes, I do.
It records onto a PC via USB port. You can also run audio out into various amplifications or headphones.
Right.
Good. Is there anything else?
That pretty much covers it.
It is great for recording your own song or album. That's an opinion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only asking $40 for it. Thanks. And ask for Brian. My number. Okay. Is Brian there?
This is Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian. I'm calling because you have a guitar microphone interface.
Right.
M-Audio Fast Track.
That's what it is.
It allows you to record guitar and or keyboard and sing through the inputs straight out onto your computer.
Right.
And it records onto a PC via USB port, and you can also run the audio out into various amplifications or headphones. And it's great for recording your own song or album, that per your opinion. And you're only asking $40 for it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Well, yeah. Can we go ahead and do that? Can I arrange that? Okay. To a nigga I should prove it to. Under pressure, we just stand in the middle like Olo. The fortress is for the fight. Money in my pocket. Okay, wrong mover. Bitch, I'll be sure they're hot. Oh, we got Parkman numbers. Shit, I forgot. Let me call a few of these lonesome numbers, then we'll do Parkman numbers. I killed that pussy and grabbed that knife. Yeah. Now I got real authentic cheetah print shit. Nigga, you're a liar. Nigga, don't believe me. Kiss your lady. Boy, you're gonna get them heebie-jeebies. Nigga, my dick stay way disease. All right, wanker number one. 50-150, I'm off the heezy. You ain't got no fucking Yeezy. Came in a game like Speedy Gonzalez. I'm fucking loony. See these girls talking all that shit. What? I'm just trying to see some tits. What? Let's get it popping like MC Light around some dykes. I'm out this bitch like Hocus Pocus. I met up with some bitches, gave them a couple of dipos, and then my dick went limp, so took about 3 pills of Extendo. Now my dick longer than a 5-door limo, harder than a soft right hook from Kimbo. On PCP and Cilantro. When I'm with your bitch, I'm like, what did my dick do?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, is William there?
No, sorry.
William Parr?
No, who's speaking?
Has he passed?
Who's speaking, please?
This is Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
Eddie, he calls me. Eddie, I'm a friend of William Anthony Parr.
Well, it's not here, sorry.
Well, he's never been here?
No.
Why do you have so much vested interest in who I am, then?
Why is that?
You have a lot of vested interest in who I was. I'm wondering if maybe there's a connection here, honey? Oh. Think I'm about to eat her whole intro and lotta. I got a lot of that cream and I'm paying not. It seems that I'm product placement, but I'm not. I'm just fucking awesome. Your mama look like an ugly loser.
Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance? Teach me how to dance.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is that Will?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Eddard. How are you?
Who?
Eddard. My name is Eddard.
Well, I'm really pleased to hear that, but I don't think I'm the person you want to speak
yeah,
to.
Yeah, this is Will. You're at 12, number 12, Caldy Road.
That's right.
I'm here at number 16 down the way, just a little further down.
You're at number 16?
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Yes?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just moved here from the United States. I married a British woman, and I came over here for citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about it tomorrow?
No, there's a problem here, actually. It's coming from your place. There's been a lot of noise and stuff coming from where you live.
No,
from
I
your
don't
home
think
there.
So.
Have you been flushing the toilet at all? The loo?
No.
Huh?
No.
You haven't been flushing the toilet a lot, huh?
No.
Because my water keeps going down over here. Motherfucker. You didn't hang up the phone. Stupid.
Okay, now life's like just like a tangle. Tangle, you gotta move.
Okay.
I don't break an ankle.
Let's call the previous number again. I asked something stupid. I could have gone somewhere else. I had to go to the toilet. You've been making a lot of noise. Of course he knows. He knows his bullshit then because he knows he hasn't been making a lot of noise. And is it obvious that this guy is either wrong or just making stuff up? I'm analyzing my shit.
Won't you teach me how to dance? How to dance?
Oh.
Won't you teach me how to dance? How to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance?
All right, here's another William, Mr. Adrian Williams. Williams. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, is that Adrian?
Yeah, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do. You're at number 20, Clough Hall. I'm here at number 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, have you flushed the loo tonight at all? Have you noticed anything with the water here in the pipe system?
You know, at number 28, either.
Hmm? Yeah. The water's coming through hot and brown.
You got the wrong number.
No. You're at 20. You're at 20, Clough Hall. Road. Come on, man. I'm here eating sriracha. By itself. I have sriracha addiction. Oh. Hello? Yeah, you're at 20. You're at 20 Clough Road. Please help. Please help me. I'm at 28. Please help. Help! Help me! Hello? And seriously, I could use some help. If you wouldn't mind, if you could be so gracious to help me. No?
Life's like just like a salsa. Salsa, you taste
all right.
The spice, right? Spice, right? We need some.
I'll keep you on the line. I'll keep you on the line. I'm gonna call a reverend now. A reverend. Father David New. Father New. Oh no. I don't need to dial one for that.
Somehow that's hard for me. Show them, make it clap, make it hard for me. Who got the right spit apart for me? Show me what you know, tell it all to me. Won't you teach me how to dance?
Other guy hung up finally.
Won't you teach me how to dance?
Hello? Busy. Priest is busy. We'll try him again.
Won't you teach me how to dance?
Busy. Okay. Damn, I was excited to speak to that dude, the reverend. All right, David Falks. He's Patton Falks. All right, let's have Patton Falks call in. Patton Falks. This next call goes out to our old friend, Patton Falks. He's moved on from prank calls now. He's gotten married. He's gotten sober and clean and clear and skinnier. And he smells better now. He puts on deodorant now. He bathes his body now. Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Patton Fox. Hello? Hello, David Fox? David Fox, hello. Can you talk to me about your Pokemon? Can you talk to me about your Pokemon? Did they evolve? How do I make a Pokemon evolve? Hello? There you go. Death Fox, everybody. Yeah. Rest in peace, Death Fox. Patton Fox. David Barber. Barber.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you? Is that Barber?
No, I think you got the wrong number.
I need to speak to David, please. David Barber?
Speak to David?
Yeah. Please. Yeah, hi. Hi, my name is Patton Fox. I live here. I'm at
3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm at number 28. You're at number 22. I'm at number 28. Oh. I can't do it. I need gin for this shit. A little bit of gin store would have helped out in that case. But we don't have any gin store right now. Let me see. Maybe he's around. I haven't bothered to look on Skype. Let me log into Skype and find out. I'm waiting for the Skype. While that goes on, I'm going to go over here and do some more pranky calls. Let's see where we left off. At David Baba. So now we have a David Holiday. I'm going to try that priest again. Oh. Alright, let's call one more British number, one more wanker, and then we have to call that guy who should be at the Walmarts. Right? Shit, let me call him now, because he'll fucking leave. If he doesn't see a Mercedes. We're gonna get sexual now with him. The Phil Flarm Flarm Phil. Shout out to Eddie Murphy, rest in peace. He definitely isn't what he was when he came up with that joke about the Flim Flarm Flarm Phil. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Hello?
Hey, motherfucker. I'm calling regarding you were kind of meet me up over the over at the Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah, I'm at Walmart now.
All right. I'm here. I'm just watching from far away. You look okay. I just want to make sure that you're okay.
Oh.
You want to come out to the garden center maybe a little closer?
Yep, I'm right there. I'll be here in a second.
All right, stay on the line and I'll let you know what to do. Because I want you to get out of the car and all that. I'm right here. It's okay. Is you in front of the garden center now?
Yeah, I'm in front of the garden.
I don't see you.
I'm right in the garden center.
Are you in the car or out of the car?
I'm in the car.
Well, get out of the car so I can see you. I don't know which one you is.
Alright. Sitting in park now. Alright, I'm standing outside the car.
Honk your horn because I don't see you. Alright. I got you now. Alright, go ahead and turn around. Turn around a little bit. Just go around one time, nice and slow. I want to look at you. There you go. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, yeah. All right, and turn. Face your back to me and bend over like you're going to tie your shoe.
No.
I want to see that ass.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, you want to do some odd jobs, you know? This is the oddest job.
Is this a joke or
no? I'm gonna have you do the oddest of jobs, if you know what I mean.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's very odd, but it's our secret. Shh.
I ain't no faggot, man. I got a wife and kids.
Shh. It doesn't mean you're a faggot. Shh.
Yeah, that.
It's for pay.
Yeah.
It's for money. You got a nice little ass on you, though. I won't tell nobody.
No, bro. No, bro.
Come on.
It ain't gonna work.
How about you just wanna
it
watch?
Ain't gonna work.
How about you just watch me jack off?
No, dude, this ain't gonna work.
Come on, I'll get in your Taurus, right, and I'll jack off. You can watch me jack off.
You got me fucked up.
I just want you to watch me jacking off, mother. I'm jacking off right now. Yeah, look at you. Oh yeah.
No, you got me fucked up, man.
I see you, and I'm jacking off right now.
You got me fucked up, dude.
Come on.
So, did you seriously just make me waste my gas coming all the way up here for this?
No, it's not a waste of time. I got to see you. You look nice and cute. That's what I want. I want to see
you. I bet I do. Come over here, motherfucker. If you got me wasting my time for this, come over here. I want to whoop that ass.
No, you come here, motherfucker. You come here. I want to put my arms around you a little bit.
Dude, I'm serious, dude. Please, don't be doing this to me.
I'll let you play fight me. You can play fight me. Act like you're mad and put me on the ground.
No.
We can play fight.
No, dude.
You want to get a little aggressive? That's fine. How about this? How about you punch me and you knock me out? You get on top of me and you start punching me, and then we just stop for a second and look at each other.
Are you over there in that group of cars right there?
Yeah, right here. And then we stop for a second while you're punching me, and then you just look at my eyes, and then we start kissing.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, that's how we do it. You can beat me up first, and then all of a sudden you stop, and then we're both thinking, like, why are we fighting?
Are you right here with the green card and the teeth?
Yeah, that's me, right here.
You sure? Because I'm walking up to you right now.
Uh-oh. Come on, man. Come on, man. Be cool. Be cool, man.
Is this you?
Yeah.
Are you over here?
What are you gonna do?
I ain't gonna do nothing. I just wanna talk to you in the face.
I'm gonna just drive off if you get violent with me.
I ain't gonna get violent. Ain't none of y'all on the phone? I'm sorry. Somebody's got me on the phone pulling my fucking chain.
What happened?
Where you at?
I'm right here.
No, you're not over there.
Come back over here. I can't see you from where you're at now. Oh, yeah, there you go. Now I can see you.
Where you at, bro?
Look at that ass.
Where you at?
Look at that ass.
Where you at? Where you at?
Right here.
Right here don't tell me nothing.
I'm right.
Got a whole goddamn parking lot right here.
Yeah, you gotta find the car. Come on, man. Odd job. All right, no sex. Just for real. Real job, okay?
For real. Yeah, dude, I got a family to look after. I don't need this.
All right.
If you're just one little, if you're a little punk trying to pull my chain, you better tell me, bro.
No.
I'm a grown ass man. I'm 26 years old. I don't need this kid as that shit.
You're a grown man, bro. You're a grown man at 26. Come on, I'll teach you some. You need to learn some stuff still. I'll teach you some stuff. Come on.
Did you just seriously make me come all the way to Rogersville for nothing, dude? Seriously?
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that?
No, you're not sorry. Step out of your fucking car and show your goddamn face, bro. Show your goddamn face. You just made me waste my last little bit of goddamn money.
You're gonna hit me.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you if I see you, man.
No, man. Come on. Come on, man. Don't do that. I'll come out of the car. If you promise not to hit me, I'll come out of the car.
All right. I swear on my life I won't do nothing to you. Just come out here and talk to me. I swear on everything. I won't touch you.
All right. Well, that's another thing. That we got to talk about the touching part. All right. This is a good... I'm right here.
Where?
Right here.
I don't see you.
Right here, motherfucker.
I don't see you, dude.
Here I am.
I'm not seeing you.
All right, I'm in my car still. I stayed in my car. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. I mean, I ain't gonna do nothing to you, dude. I mean, you just literally made me waste the last little bit of money I had.
I'm ashamed.
I got a family.
I got a family to support, dude.
I'm embarrassed. Come on. Come on. I'm embarrassed now. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Where you at?
I'm in my car. I feel bad now. I'll give you some cash.
Where you at?
I'll give you
Where
cash.
Where you at?
I'll give you cash.
Where you at?
Where I'm at?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in my car here in the Walmarts.
Yeah, what kind of car are you driving? Where you at?
Yeah, just, come
on. I'm in Walmarts too.
I know. I feel bad. All right, how about, what if I did this? What if I had someone send you some money, MoneyGram?
No.
Right now, Walmart. To the Walmart. I can get you some money, MoneyGram. To help
you out. Just come face me face to face. I ain't going to do nothing to you. I swear on my life. I swear on my kid's life.
No, don't say that. No, don't say that. Come on. No. Don't say
that. I ain't going to do nothing to you. I ain't mad at you.
I'm a chicken. I'm a yellow chicken. I can't. I got problems. I have problems.
I don't care what you are, man. I don't care what kind of problems you got. I got problems now. You just caused me to have problems.
How much you think I weigh? I'm sorry. How much was it? I'll get you back.
Dude, it cost me $15 to come down here and to go back home.
How would it cost you $15 to come down? Because
I'm coming all the way from, dude.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You had me believing that I was actually about to start a job.
A good job, right? Yeah, but you got a DUI. That's the problem. And you're driving around and you had a DUI. You can't do that.
My DUI was in a totally different state and it's taken care of.
It's catching up to you, though, probably, you know? It's going
to
show up.
How's it catching up to me?
Because they got new laws now that they mix all the states together in one master record.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh. Okay. I just got a background check done the other day and it wasn't even on it, so I know better than that. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'll get you back. I promise. I'm going to get you back.
Where you at? Where you at? You're going to get me back right now, dude.
No. I can't because you're going to hit me. I don't want that.
I ain't going to hit you. I ain't going to hit you. If you get me back, I ain't going to hit you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I ain't. Well, I'm going on everything.
I can't get you back now.
If you get me back, I ain't going to hit you.
I only have, like, I think $4 and some change in my dash, in my console. You know?
You sound like a pothead. Are you a pothead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can tell you're a pothead. You sound like a pothead.
Yeah, hey, I can also let you know that the honest truth, I don't have a job. I'm sorry. That I don't have a job. That wasn't for real that I had that job.
Yeah, I know you wasn't.
I don't know if you thought maybe there was a chance still, you know? I'm sorry. All right, but look, I can get you back. I'll get you back. What I'll do is I'm going to MoneyGram you some money enough to cover your gas. I'll get you like maybe like $30 or something.
When? When?
I mean, is the counter open now? Like, are they open there now?
The customer service, it should be.
I don't think, I think they don't do MoneyGram at this time, though.
I mean, when you gonna get me back, dude? Because I seriously
look, man. If I tell you where you are, I want you to sit down in the car with me, and I'm gonna jack off.
No, you're not. I'll beat the fuck out of you. You do something like that to me, I will beat the holy hell out of you all over this goddamn parking lot.
You see what you said?
I am goddamn serious.
You said you won't. You said you won't.
I am not from Tennessee, motherfucker. I'll beat the fuck out of you.
You said you won't. You said you wouldn't. I had your word. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you let me sit down in the car with you and you flop your dick out and your ass is grass, son.
$300.
I will beat you all over this goddamn parking lot. I will make your face this goddamn pavement. You understand me, you son of a bitch?
$300.
You understand me?
$300.
I hope you fucking see me, you cocksucking son of a bitch. I will beat the fuck out of you.
God damn.
Cool. You just made me waste my baby's diaper money to come down here to your ass, you motherfucker. You understand me?
Oh, you weren't going to get $15. That don't embellish about the diaper money. Don't even start that. Nah.
Don't even start. Do you know what it's like?
Do you have wig?
Do you even know what it's like?
Why don't you have wig?
Wig? Wig does not cover diapers, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't. Wick is for fucking food.
Yeah,
for
you,
baby formula.
You can get diaper card. You got diaper card?
No, I don't get no diaper card.
You can get it.
I don't live off the goddamn government.
But you need help. I'm trying to help you. Why did you have a baby?
It's 2 months old, dude.
But why?
I had my baby in June.
Why? Why, though? What happened?
Why do I have a baby?
Yeah.
Because I fuck women. All right.
But why?
I'm not no Fruit Loop like you are.
Why didn't Why don't you put on a rubber or something like that?
Why don't you just show your fucking face? Won't you?
No, but I'm asking how come your girlfriend got pregnant? Is she even around anymore, or did you get rid of her?
Yeah, she's at home waiting for me, thinking I'm out here getting a job when I wasted the goddamn last bit of money I had getting out here to your ass for nothing.
Is she white?
Yes, she's white.
Oh, good, good. All right, that's good, that's good.
Man, quit pulling my fucking chain. Step out and show yourself. Step out and show yourself.
All right, here I am.
Where you at?
I'm coming.
I'm going to start coming to every goddamn car in this parking lot until I find your goddamn
I'm taking
ass.
My seatbelt off.
You understand me?
I'm taking my
I will fucking find you, and I will destroy your goddamn ass. You understand me?
I'm taking off my seatbelt. Hang on.
Step out. Step out.
I can't do it. I can't do it. No. I'm scared.
Step out. Where you at? Step out.
No, you're,
step out, motherfucker.
You're kind of close to me, but kind of not, and I'm getting real nervous because you got, like, this red vein on your head right now.
I ain't got no red hanging on my head.
Vein. You got, like, a vein. Like, you look real pissed off.
I am real pissed off because I spent the last dime I had getting out here to look for a job that ain't happening. So, hell yeah, I'm mad.
Did you apply for a job at Walmart? Because they might be hiring, though. This might be a good thing.
Fuck Walmart. Fuck Walmart. I got a family. I don't need no goddamn minimum wage bullshit.
Hey,
you understand me?
You see what I mean? That with that attitude, you're never going to get anywhere. I'm too good for it. What do you want to? How much you want to make an hour?
Where you at? Where you at? Where you
no,
at?
No, you need to go into Walmart. Right, let's go together, and they have a computer there you can use.
Step out of your car, and we'll go into Walmart together.
They have a computer kiosk, and I'll help you. I'll help you fill it out. And you can put me
Come on, walk in here with me. Come on. Come on, get out of your car. Let's go.
Where you at? I'm
across the fucking parking lot looking for you. That's where I'm at.
I don't see you anymore. I don't know where you walked to. Come back over here again.
Where you at? You in that blazer down there?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're in that fucking blazer, ain't you, you son of a bitch?
Oh, shit. Hang on, let me put my pants back on before you come in. Hang on.
You're in that fucking blazer, ain't you?
Oh, shit.
You're in that fucking blazer, aren't you?
Come on, why don't you try to get a job at Walmart with me? I'll help you out. I'll talk to the manager.
Where you at? Where you at, motherfucker?
I told you where I'm at.
Come on, get out.
All right, here I am. I'm right here.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah. All right.
Where you at?
Oh, God.
Where you at, dude? Where you at? Show your face.
Listen, what if I just show you my dick and not my face? Like, can you just look at my dick?
Where you at?
I'll cover my face.
Where you at?
No, you're gonna hit me.
Where you at?
No, don't do that, no.
Where you at?
Oh, shit. He's coming over here. Oh, shit. Shh, quiet. He's there. Hey, man.
This you? Where you at?
Right here, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
Where you at?
I'm sorry, sir.
Where you at?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Where you at?
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
please.
Don't cut it. Where
I'm
the
sorry.
Fuck you at? Sorry, don't cut it.
I'm sorry.
Where you at?
I'm right here.
Where's right here at?
You're nowhere near him right now. You're far away. You went too far.
Where the fuck you at then?
I ain't telling you. You're going to beat me up.
You goddamn right I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat your fucking face in this goddamn blacktop. Where the fuck you at?
What happened to you saying you weren't going to touch me? You just wanted to see me.
Where you at, you son of a bitch? I'm going to show you not touch you. Where you at?
Come on.
Show yourself.
Come on. But all I said was you just got to watch me jack off. You don't have to do nothing
else. Where you at? Where you at? And I'll show you. Where you at?
I don't want to see you. You see me.
Where you at?
Right here, right here.
Right here, don't say a goddamn thing. This is a whole fucking parking lot, motherfucker. Where you at?
I'm walking right now. I just walked into the store.
You walked into the store?
Maybe.
Come on, man. Quit playing with me, dude.
All right, no, I'm in my car. I'm in my car.
Where's your fucking car? You need to quit playing with me. Seriously, you need to quit playing with me.
Will you?
I'm the last motherfucker you want
to
play with.
Hang on. Hang on, listen to me. What if we meet inside the store because it's public and that way you can't hurt me?
All right. If that's what you're afraid of, all right. Beat your ass just as much in there as I will out here.
No, come on. You can't do that. No, I'm gonna go in first and tell the manager to have security meet me.
All right, come on, I'm waiting for you.
All right, how about this? How about we go to the fitting room together?
Let's go. Here I am. I'm waiting for you. Right here.
And we can,
where you at?
We can kiss and smell each other and
where
touch
you
each
at?
Other.
Where you at?
Right
where
here.
The fuck you at? Quit talking.
I'm in the blazer.
What blazer?
The blazer you were just looking at earlier.
The blazer I was just looking at took off and left.
Yeah.
Now where in the fuck you at?
That's me. I left.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I left.
If I ever see you, son of a bitch, you're goddamn dead.
I'm right here in front of you, motherfucker. Dead. You can't do shit. I'm right here watching you this whole time.
You're dead.
Oh.
You're a dead man. You are a fucking dead man.
I'll leave you cash. I'll get you,
you
some.
You made me waste every little bit of cash I had coming down here for nothing.
Come on.
Is that you in that blue car over there?
Yeah. I'm sorry,
come on,
sir.
Man.
I'm sorry,
quit
sir.
Playing with me,
please,
dude.
Sir. I'm sorry, sir. Please, no. Don't come over here, please. I'm sorry.
Quit playing with me, dude.
Please, no. I'm sorry.
Quit playing with me.
Okay. I won't. I'll stop.
There ain't even nobody in this blue car, so let you.
I was. You're right. That was me. Yeah. You look so angry walking around.
I looked angry, dude. I wasted every bit of the money I had coming down here for nothing.
No, you didn't. What's your car at? How many bars of gas you have right now?
What?
How many bars of gas you have left?
Not much.
How many? Turn it on. Turn on the car and tell me how many bars you got.
Why?
So I can make a determination on how much I need to give you.
I'm below a quarter of a tank now, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, you should probably get some gas.
Yeah, you think I should?
Yeah.
You think I should? With what money, motherfucker? You just made me spend the last little bit of money I had. Getting down here.
Are you a juggalo?
No, I ain't no fucking juggalo.
Oh, okay.
I'm country as fuck, dude.
Oh, good. Good. That's good. That's good. All right, well, did you want... All right, so... All right, I got a $20 bill. I'm gonna leave it somewhere because I don't want you to hit me. Okay.
If you give me the $20 bill, I swear on my life I ain't gonna touch you.
All right. Okay. I don't have
no harm. No harm feelings. No nothing. If you give me the $20 bill, I'll leave you alone. I'll go home.
And then I'll show you my dick.
Bring me the $20 bill.
And I can show you my dick, and you'll look at it.
Bring me the $20 bill.
Will you look at it?
Bring me the $20 bill.
Will I jack off? You look at it?
Bring me the $20 bill, dude.
Well, I don't have the $20 bill, but I have cum. I have cum in my nuts.
Man, fuck you. Go to hell, you little stupid princess. Fucking hell.
I got a lot of cum.
Fuck you, bro.
You can use that
if I ever see you.
You can
if
get
I ever see your fucking face.
You want another?
If I ever even think I goddamn see you, you're fucking dead, you son of a bitch. You are fucking dead.
Listen, you
I'll
can...
I'll fuck you up.
You can use my cum to have another baby, and you can have more tax credits, you know, and get some more wick.
Fuck you, dude. I swear my hand to God, I will kill you.
No, man. Come on. Well, 21 minutes of him walking around going, "Where are you, motherfucker?" I feel bad, and I'm going to make an effort to call him back personally. And send him some money.
It's dirty like we bread and Christie's dripping away the pride. It gets busy with the pad, pen is mad.
Wow.
Jay's little Frank getting mad at again. And we got those chickens, plus the flow is sick. And known for the pimp and hoes blow the cake when I pop. Collars drop, dollars hop. Hop in and out of 2,000.
He's going up the car. Hello?
What the fuck you want, man?
Don't go, man. Come on, don't leave.
What the fuck you want?
Don't leave. Come on. All right. Come over here. I'm in this car right here.
This car right here. There's 100 fucking cars over there.
I just parked again.
What kind of car are you driving, bro?
I'm by myself in this car. Dark car.
This car doesn't tell me nothing.
Black car.
That doesn't... What kind of car you drive?
It's a black car. It's a rice burner. It's a Honda Acura something. Honda.
If I come back over and you do not show yourself, dude, I swear my hand to God I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, come on. I'm right here. Now, if as long as you promise you're not going to beat me up and I can flop out my dick for you, then we're okay. Then we both lived up to our part of the bargain. Because I gave you an odd job. So where are you, bro? Come on, come at me.
Where the fuck are you, bro?
Come at me, bro. Come on, where are you at? Let's do this, motherfucker.
Where are you?
I'm right here, motherfucker.
Don't tell me nothing, bro. I was over there for the last 30 minutes, and where was you?
You still haven't come over here. You're a chicken.
Wait, motherfucker. Wait for this red light change.
You chicken.
I'll show you fucking chicken. I'll show you what a chicken's all about.
You chicken motherfucker.
Yeah?
Hurry up, motherfucker. Sir, what's your PayPal?
Where you at?
What's your email address?
Where you at?
I'll get you some money if you give me your email address.
Where you at?
I'm right here in the parking lots. The Walmart.
Where you at?
I just pulled in. I'm in the black car, the black Honda.
Tell me shit, dude. Now don't tell me a goddamn thing. Everybody in this piece of shit nasty town drives a Honda.
What's your email?
Don't worry about my fucking email.
Give me your email.
Where are you at?
Give me your email and I will come out right now and I will give you the money. You will have money if you give me your email.
Where are you at?
If you give me your email address, you will have money. I'm telling you.
What, you think I'm stupid?
Do it.
You think I'm stupid? My brother's a hacker. Do you think I'm stupid?
Oh, come on, man. For real.
There ain't no come on, man, to it. Where in the fuck
come on,
you at,
I'm
bro?
Trying to help you out, brother. Come on, man. Just give
you
me...
You ain't helping me out with shit, dude.
If you give me... I'll give you mine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where the fuck you at?
I'm... Just... The first thing, email address first. Give me your email address, and then that's it. And then we go from there. You have PayPal?
Where you at?
Do you have PayPal?
No, I do not have PayPal.
Oh, forget
Where
it
are
then.
You at?
I can't do shit
Where
for
are
you.
You at?
I can't do shit for you, motherfucker.
What?
I can't do shit for you then, motherfucker. You ain't got no PayPal. But while you're at Walmart, we can send you a MoneyGram, you know? You want a MoneyGram?
Some asshole's fucking pulling my leg and I'm about to kick his ass.
Who are you talking to?
I know somebody in Walmart parking lot. They called me up. I live in fucking Morristown. They called me up telling me they got a fucking job because I got a 2-month-old baby trying to look for work. And this fucking asshole right here, I swear to God. Where you at, bro?
I'm right here, man.
Where you at? Where's right here?
Just calm down and stop talking to them. Don't tell them that shit. Come on.
Where are you at?
Don't do that shit. You're going to get my ass beat up. Get my ass, you know.
You're going to get your own ass beat up. Where you at?
Calm down.
Where you at?
You gotta calm down.
Tell me where you're at.
I'm inside. I came inside the store for safety.
Well, yeah, I'm coming inside the store too, and I'm gonna find you.
All right, come in.
No, dude, seriously, where are you at?
I'm at the front count. I'm at the front right here.
No, you're not.
We're the MoneyGram. Yes, I am at the MoneyGram machine right here.
No, you're not.
Yes, I is.
No, you're not.
Why you say no, I'm not?
Because I know you're not.
Okay. All right. All right, be lazy. You'll never find me, and you'll never get this money.
Dude, I ain't playing these little childish-ass games with you, bro.
All right, I'm outside. I'm outside of my car.
Which is it? Are you outside? Are you inside? Which the fuck is it?
Well, where'd you go? I don't see you anymore.
I'm good.
What?
I'm inside. I'm inside at the money gram counter.
Uh-huh. All right. Good. That's good. So, how do you receive money? What do you have to do to receive money? Let's set that up so I can send you some money.
Where are you at? And I'll show you how to do it.
No, I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not coming. I'm not going to come see you because you're going to be violent.
I ain't going to be violent.
Yeah, you
bro.
Are.
Not if you pay me back for coming down here. I will not be violent with you.
Well, you need... Just give me the... What's the MoneyGram machine say? You hit the... It's a touchscreen, right?
No, you fill out a piece of paper inside customer service.
And they won't do it now because it's too late, right? On a Sunday?
I don't know. They might. They honestly might do it right now.
Well, let's do it then. I'll get you some MoneyGram. All right, tell me what it is. I'm going to MoneyGram you right now. I'm telling you.
I don't trust you. I don't believe a word you're saying, bro.
All right, well, fine then. You'll get no. I'm just trying to help you out.
Meet me inside.
I can't do that. You're going to be violent. I can't do that.
How am I going to be violent inside with everybody around?
Because you already told me.
You
already told me you whooped my ass in front of everybody.
I got a two-month-old baby.
I know, and you look mean as fuck. You're going to fuck me up. I'm a fat kid. I'm just a fat kid.
I don't care how big you are, how fat you are, what you look like. I don't give a fuck. Just come inside and meet me and pay me back, dude.
I'm trying to help you out. If you just help let me, if you ask what you need to get to give to get a MoneyGrams, I will send you MoneyGrams right now. I will send
you. Well, then come in here and do it there.
I can't. No, I can't because you're
come
gonna,
in here and do it
no,
there.
No, please, no. Come on. Let me help you.
Get your ass in here and do it.
Let me help you with this. Let me do this for you. Please.
You ain't doing a damn thing for me but wasting my damn time, bro. And I will whoop that ass if I see it. I will beat the fuck out of you if I see you.
Okay. I'm hiding. You can't see me, but I'm hiding right now. You look so mad. Man, you look so mad over there. Come on. Come on, I'm trying to help you. Come on, money. What else do they got? What else they can get money? Western Union? You want that?
Where you at?
You want a Western Union?
At?
I'm telling
you. Where
you, at? I'm not coming to see you in person because you are going to be too violent. You're going to hurt
Where you
me.
At?
No. 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 All right, I'm back outside, actually. I'm walking back to my car now.
Like you're on a fucking highway, passing cars.
No, I'm getting back in my car. I'm really fast as I can.
I don't see nobody walking to the cars.
You said you was inside.
Huh?
You said you was inside.
I am inside. I just walked outside when you just said you
I'm already in my car.
And you did it.
I'm already in my car.
Yeah.
I'm over here by the garden center right now.
Won't you just bring your ass to my face?
I'm over here by the...
Come over here to my face,
I'm over here by the garden center right now.
No, you're not, because there ain't even no fucking vehicles over at the garden center.
All right, you're right. Look, come on. I'm trying my hardest to get you some money, you know?
No, you're not. You're not trying nothing but wasting my time. That's all you're trying to do is waste my fucking time, dude.
I'm trying to help you out. I can help you out. I have a friend... Friends that they say that they'll help you out. They'll get you a little bread right now. Get you a little cherry. You can buy all the diapers
you want. Where
the fuck
you at? Where the fuck you at then?
I can't do it in person. I'm not able to come see you. I'm not there anymore. I left.
Whatever, dude.
All right.
Whatever.
I'm there.
I will find you. I will find you on the internet using this phone number.
No,
and I will find
no,
your
no.
goddamn address.
No, no.
And I will find where you live, and
no.
I will come and beat the fuck out of you.
No.
You understand
no.
me?
No. Look, my
yes.
name is
yes.
My name is Mike Tucker.
I don't give a fuck what your name
my
is.
My name is Mike Tucker.
I don't care who you say you are.
My name is Mike Tucker.
Using this phone number.
My name is Mike.
I will find you using this phone number.
Michael Tucker.
I will find you using this phone number.
Yeah, okay, but my name is Mike Tucker, and you can't do shit to me, motherfucker, you.
I don't give a fuck who you are, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, motherfucker.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
All right. Can I meet you at your house?
What?
Can I meet you at your house?
Yeah, come on, meet me at my house.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll kiss your girl. Your wife.
Yeah.
I'll kiss
go ahead and your ass will fucking die.
Yeah?
Your ass will die tonight. Yes. Go ahead.
But
come
I won't.
To my house, you
but
son of a bitch.
You, I
come
won't.
To my house, you son of a bitch.
I'm just going to jack off. I'm not going to touch anyone.
Come. Go ahead and come to my house, you motherfucker.
So, well, yeah, okay. I'll come there.
All right. Come on.
All right, motherfucker.
Me and my wife's waiting. Me and my wife and my goddamn 12-gauge shotgun is waiting on your ass.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, big talking motherfucker. Big mama motherfucker. Yo mama.
Big talking motherfucker. I'm the one standing here in the middle of the fucking Walmart parking lot, and your bitch ass won't get out your fucking car. That way I can beat that ass, and I will.
Oh, you look so funny right now.
Do I?
Yeah.
I look funny as fuck driving down the highway and you can't see a goddamn thing,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Yep.
You fucking bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right.
Hope you burn in hell, you son of a bitch.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to make up for it. I'm trying to get you some money. I'm trying to help him out, man. Because I'm sure there's at least one person out there that'll send him at least enough to cover his gas. This would be a great thing in the holidays. Prank call someone and get them to go down and pick up a bunch of money.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Okay. Good times. I don't even know where we were before that. That was so long ago, it seems. Over a half hour. All right, we'll go back to England. And No. We did those. Yeah. Now it's time. I got those lonesome new numbers banked here. But we're going to call these Parkman numbers, lest they get stale. Here we go with some horse art for sale on Craigslist. Horse art. Horse art. Poor guy. I feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
Sending a poor guy out there.
And I'll never let my son have an ego.
Dude, if it's cost you $15 to go to Walmart, don't go to Walmart.
Everybody know he love white people. And I never let him leave his college girlfriend and get caught up with the groupies in the whirlwind. And I never let him ever hit the telethon. I mean, even the people dying in the world is. See, I just want him to have an easy life. Not like easy life. Just want him to be someone people like. Don't want him to be hated all the time, just don't be like your daddy that it never was. And I never let him ever hit a strip club. I learned the hard way, that ain't the place to get.
Hi, you
reached
Mary.
Okay. Yard machine. That's what it says. A leaf hog yard machine. Cool. For sale. 3-year-old log yard, leaf hog yard, whatever. You get it. Leaf blower. Me and the RZA connect. Hey, how are you? You got that leaf hog yard machine?
Yes.
All right, good. Can I pack that full of flour, like cornstarch or flour? and blow it out?
Well, no, because the bag is only for taking things up.
Okay.
The only way it blows is with the attachment to blow. Doesn't allow you to have a bag on it.
I can't put it inside the tube, or
you could put it inside the tube, but you wouldn't. I mean, once you hit the button, it would be gone in half a second, and you'd be done.
That's what I want.
That's what you want.
Yeah, because I'm gonna go to the McDonald's drive-through, and when I go to pay, I'm gonna turn it on. I'm gonna put like 4 bags of flour in the hose part, the attachment end, and I want it all to go into their face.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I do video YouTube pranks, and I record them, and I'm a comedian. Yeah. So.
Well, that doesn't sound like a prank. That sounds like something that would get you arrested.
Yeah, we are very cutting edge.
You're welcome to call me back tomorrow. I'm just putting my grandkids down to bed, and I wouldn't be able to sell it tonight anyway.
Yeah, well, your fucking grandkids, first of all, have been fucking talking this whole time.
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
Yeah, and then it's too already ruined you. You ain't even alive. Paparazzi pursuing you. Sins of a father make your life times harder. I just want to take you to a barber. That's for the YouTube pranks that got it online. They've taken it to levels where we're assaulting him now. It's Uncle John does that now. Is it Uncle John? I haven't seen his shit in so long. Jack Vail. I haven't seen Jack Vail in like forever. Uncle John, yeah. And you need that.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your
name. Do that Uncle John stuff though, man. When that first came out, he's just messing with the grocery store shit. Telling people, oh yeah, you see this here? I don't need that. Just gives him his stupid shit that he's holding. And random people in the grocery store are like, okay. There was a good one of those with this old dude. I guess Uncle John and his nephew. They kept putting shit in the old man's cart, and he kept throwing, like, he would throw the shit out of the cart. He would throw it, man. He's like, really grumpy old man. Check him out, Uncle John TV or something like that. Powerlift recliner from Lonesome Loser here. We got a powerlift recliner. Okay. Where is the number? There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a power lift recliner?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, you need to calm down.
Why?
You're just a little agitated a little bit. Just calm down a little bit. I'm just calm.
Oh, no. No, I apologize. Okay. I just ran in the door and grabbed the phone. Now I'm calm. Anyway.
Okay, how much... does this have a weight rating on it at all?
I don't know. Right. I really don't know. I could probably find out.
You
know.
Have you ever done you ever do some fucking on it?
Nah. I wish I could.
Why can't you? You're fat.
Who's this?
You're fat. Are you too fat to have any fucking?
No, but I gotta say, Trooper is a son-in-law and. I could give him this number.
I don't care. Why don't you connect him on the phone now? Or give me his phone number and I'll call it.
He's not here.
Give me his phone number and I'll call it. And I can put him on the phone and he can have a conversation with me. Like, right, and you can hear it and tell him.
Who is this?
You can tell him everything I did and said that you didn't like, and you can go, son-in-law. And he'll probably think you're a faggot. He's going to be like, oh, my man, father-in-law is a faggot. He's a real asshole. That's what he'll probably say.
Oh, who are you?
Billy. Hi.
And...
Hi, how are you? I'm Billy.
And did you call me a little bit ago on another number?
No.
Well, Billy, I hope you're having fun tonight. Is this how you have fun or what?
You want to have fun? I'll start jacking off, masturbating. That's how I have a lot of fun on the phone. You ever like to masturbate? It feels real good, right? It's real cool.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Billy, I'm going to let you go.
That's how I have fun. Here we go. Oh, yeah, here it goes. All right, he said fun. He asked for fun. Back to Parkman now. We got a 24-hour hotline for a company called CMD Custom Machines. Let's tell them the machine does not go. Why not? Yeah.
Thank you for calling BMD Corporation. Our normal office hours are 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Wait while I transfer your call. 41 souls murdered in 50 hours. Thank you for calling CMD Corporation. You have reached our...
It doesn't seem very 24 hours to me. All right, let's see what's next. Kenmore Appliance Machines. Okay.
Thank you for choosing Kenmore. To schedule service, press 1. To order parts, press 2. To purchase products. I feel the pain in my city wherever I go. 314 soldiers died in Iraq. 509 died in Chicago. Minister currently assisting previous calls. Calls are answered in the order which they are received. Go to www.sears.com.
That bullshit, that kiss my ass, that Sears should go out of business. .com.
Hey, Ross, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the Hobby Lobby here at the other end of the mall.
Mm-hmm.
We received, a shipment. We have about 4 large boxes of... t-shirts in here and ties. Like men's shirts.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, and I'll have you speak with the manager.
The guys already started going through the boxes.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to hurry up, because they're actually, picking which ones they want to keep right now. And
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What?
Can you, hold on 1 second so you can speak with the manager?
Well, hurry up.
Okay.
Now don't you know, baby... Little girl, don't you know? Please, this is called the dick.
Thank you for holding. This is Courtney. How can I help you?
Courtney, hey, this is Billy. I'm here at the Hobby Lobby at the other end of the mall.
Okay.
Looks like for shutdown, we got a shipment of a bunch of boxes by FedEx Courier here, I guess.
Okay.
There's 4 boxes of t-shirts and men's shirts and ties, like dress shirts and ties.
Oh.
And a bunch of, your receipt paper. It says Ross Dress for Less all over it.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's some papers and stuff that, about merchandise, merchandise position stuff.
Okay.
The guys already opened up the boxes. They've been going through them, and I think they've already gone through one of the boxes already.
Okay.
They're starting. Yeah, you guys might want to get someone out here as soon as you can, because they're starting to go through all the boxes right now.
Okay. What's the best way to come get it?
Where we at, right?
Well, yeah, so through the front door, through the mall entrance.
If you want to get through the mall entrance, yeah, you can do that. You just need to hurry up because, Yeah, you need to ask someone to let you in the back. So I would say from the front door so you can get to the office area easy, you know?
Okay.
Receiving. Yeah, but these guys, they're not going to give the stuff back. They're like, you know, black guys, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to give any of us back at all.
All right, I'll check into it.
Okay, all right. Are you sending someone, or?
Well, I'll just have to look into it.
All right, you better hurry up, because they're all going to be gone. Everything is going to be gone. Everything, and I mean everything. They're going to pick. They're going to pick it all clean. Okay. According to my data, Hobby Lobby is actually closed in the mall. Closed today, all day today. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think Hobby Lobby is one of those ultra-conservative companies, like Chick-fil-A. That has a lot of conservative views and stuff like they don't open on Sundays. I think Hobby Lobby is one of those. Maybe. I don't know. I could be totally off of that. But I think they got into some shit because they were refusing to recognize blah, blah, blah from the Obamacare stuff. I think it was the Planned Parenthood stuff. Let's call them. Let's see if they really are open. Looks like they're not open, but we'll find out.
I ain't finna sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. I guess I got my swagger back.
Chat room is reporting. Looks like they're all closed on Sunday. So I may have been correct in my interpretation. Yeah, they're closed. Yep, according to this information on their website, all Hobby Lobby stores are closed on Sunday. So, yes. They're one of those. I'm trying to. There's a few other really conservative. Chick-fil-A seems to be one of the big ones because they had the whole anti-gay thing there for a while and they got a lot of support from the conservatives, more so than the left's anti-movement against them. The boycott really didn't work. But they're closed on Sundays also. I'm trying to think whoever. I don't know of any other really super conservative. I know Domino's used to be Domino's Pizza, in its original incarnations, it was a cat. It was a cat, very Catholic, extremely Catholic dude who founded that company, from what I understand. I believe that's accurate. Something about him trying to set up an entire Catholic community, like a Catholic city in Florida, like Catholics only. I gotta look that up. Domino's Pizza Catholic Town. Oh, came up. It's called Ave Maria, Florida. Yep, son of a bitch, I was right. It's a planned college town currently in development in Collier County. Founded in 05. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he was involved with this, the dude that I'm talking about. Yeah, it's a planned Catholic city. Damn, right? Yeah, Domino's founder turning Florida town into unconstitutional, contraception-free Catholic enclave. Americans United for Separation of Church and State are claiming that the small town of Ave Maria, Florida, instituted an undemocratic form of government. Dominated by one man's interpretation of religious doctrine. That man would be Domino's Pizza founder and former Detroit Tigers co-owner Tom Monaghan, or Monahan, who took the advice of billionaires Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett to give away half of his $485 million fortune before he dies. When he sold Domino's Pizza to Mitt Romney's Bain Capital in 1998, he used $300 million to open the town's two schools, one Ave Maria University, the other a law school, whose curriculum is designed with signature input from conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Huh. God damn. That's some shit right there.
Okay.
Once the schools were established, Monahan sent to create a Catholic enclave in which cable providers are prohibited from carrying pornographic channels and the sale of all contraception is forbidden. Really? He said, quote, there is not going to be any pornographic television in Ave Maria Town. If you go to the drugstore and you want to buy the pill or the condoms or contraception, you won't be able to get that in Ave Maria Town. Damn. So yes, have unprotected, unsafe sex. This, if you want to get AIDS, go to Ave Maria Town in Florida. That's the best place to get some AIDS. If you're a bug chaser, like there's gay people who believe that AIDS is some kind of wonderful gay bug that they should be honored to have, and they chase the bug by having unprotected sex with HIV positive males in an effort to become HIV positive themselves. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, bug chasing, I think that's what that's called. Alright, let's do maybe one more prank, and it'll be break time probably coming up. Got plenty of numbers here. Take a break, come back, and do a little bit more. Not too much, a little bit more. And then I gotta go because I gotta sleep. And where's my dialing apparatus? There it is. And this is a newspaper tip submission line.
Tribune.
Yeah, this is the Tribune tip line.
Yes, sir.
I have a tip about Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is this anonymous?
Yeah. So, what's going on?
I'll give you my name. My name is Matt Hillock.
Okay.
And I have some information about the mayor. It's a secret about him.
All right. Give me the information.
He's an asshole.
Okay. Alrighty.
And you can put me down as a source, Matt Hillock.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, put that in there. He's an asshole. He's a Jew, also.
All right. Goodbye.
He's a fucking Jew. He is. He has dual American-Israeli citizenship, I believe. Rahm Emanuel, he's a big Jew. President Obama's former chief of staff and the head of his election campaign in 2008. Current Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He's an asshole. He's a Jew. Like, oh my God, he's a Jew. What? All right, Matt Hillock. That was the Chicago Tribune, guys. Chicago Tribune. That's a big newspaper. Big Jew newspaper. Siberian Husky for sale. AKC male Siberian Husky about 3 to 4 years old. Rehoming feed. $250. That's how he spelt it. Rehoming feed. See if we get some answer machines here. Well, it says starting media. Hello? 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 Fucker! Whatever, I'm going to take that break. I'll be back in about 6 minutes when I come back. We got a whole bunch more numbers from Lonesome Loser, including numbers all over the UK. We got a lot of stuff on Craigslist for sale. Got some dog machines up in there. We got people looking to play drums, guitars, and bass. We also got a lot of more of those Parkman numbers, some 24-hour places. Yeah, we got plenty to get to here. So, Terminex. You can call them, too. Get some chickens exterminated, huh? Yeah. All right. We'll be right back in a little bit. Thank you.
Frank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what I hope? That
when you die, you put your GPS in your box, and a trap door
in the bottom. So when you die, you open a trap door at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind
you. Do not, little woman.
Forever.
Ever. We will make it who you are.
Before I wake, I put an X in the clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If you're hot to die before I wake, I put an X in the clip and body them all day.
Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Time for some of that bullshit.
And die in the same corner. Get cast in fast body, they man's mop. My face once graced promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in billing, I helped blow them up. Gave my man my right, I could've went left. So like my girl Foxy, the kid went deaf. So people, who's the top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren? If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip in my ear all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station.
Free to a good DJ. Home is a dog.
Before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day.
A free dog. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. His name is Alistair.
That, why is that? Cause Nas rap is compared to legitimized crap. Cause we love to talk on nasty chickens. Most intellectuals will only half listen.
Hello? Hello? Whoops. I'm just not paying attention over there. Hello, Carlos. Earth to Carlos. Come down from the ceiling. Check in, Mr. Carlos. We need you here on Earth. Thank you. All right, instead of a free dog, we have an expensive dog. A $250 Siberian Husky, 3 to 4 weeks old. That's too young. That's too young.
Everybody sound the same, commercialize the game.
I already tried this one once, I think. We'll try it again.
It forgot where it started.
Or did I already talk to this one?
Here for the daily departed.
No.
Hip-hop assist a toddler. One homeboy became a man
no, we're
a
good.
Monster. If it dies, let me get my last swig of vodka. R.I.P. We donate your lungs to a roster. Went from turntables to MP3s.
Hello? God damn it, motherfucker, you? Hello? Fucking shit. Do I have a problem here with my telephone machine?
And it came to show love. Sold out concert.
What the hell's going on? Let's try to call the Chicago Tribune again. See if they pick up. I'll end the show, motherfucker. I'll go back to my reading. I've been reading a really good book. Yeah? Is that working? Alright, so it's just two bum pickups at the same time. Here's Terminex, which I said before. Parkman suggested that we play chicken sounds in the background and say that we're having a problem with a chicken infestation. I like it, I like it. I like where he's going with that. Let's do it. Let's get old Peck Peck over here and do that.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Terminix. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. All you have to do to register is enter your customer.
God damn. All right, never mind. Jesus Christ. I'm starting to fall asleep. I'm going to have to cut the show off. I'm sorry, guys. Not yet. Let me try to stay up for a few more, but I'm getting tired. Blue vet specialists. They're supposed to be opening. Open. Okay, we'll try it.
Bluegrass Veterinary Specialist, plus an emergency. This is Veronica speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to have something removed from the rectum of my horse.
Your horse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, sir. We only do small animals, but I do have the number for two equine hospitals that I can give you the number for.
Because, oh my gosh, it's so... do you know Captain Harris?
I do not. No.
We were downtown, and we were doing our ride-alongs. And there was a bad traffic accident, and Hooks was up there, and she's all like, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so Captain Harris decided he took up, this guy had a dirt bike, and he said he needed it for police business, and he started driving in the middle of the traffic, and then he lost control, and he went up like this ramp, and
okay.
he went straight into the horse's ass.
Oh, gosh. So the bike is in the horse's
butt
right now?
No, the bike is fine. Luckily,
okay.
Captain Harris has his whole head.
His head in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would probably recommend calling 911 just to get an ambulance out there and address Captain Harris first.
Well, we did, but they said that it's a horse-related veterinarian issue.
Okay.
They said that we had to call the non-emergency line, and we called, and we got put on hold for a while.
Okay. Did you call Haggard Equine Hospital by any chance, or no?
No, not yet. Haggard?
Haggard, yeah. They're in Equine Hospital. They have a field vet and doctors on call. Their number is
859-255-8741. Do you know if they're open 24 hours at all?
They are not open 24 hours, but they always have a doctor on call. Be able to reach somebody. Alternatively, I also have the number for Rude and Riddle Equine Hospital. They're off of Georgetown Road, and their number, when you're ready.
Yeah. What is it?
It's 859 233 0371.
Are they open right now?
They are also, again, they should have a field vet on call.
Yeah, you have a field vet on call?
I do.
Alright, I'm talking to, what's your name?
My name is Veronica at Bluegrass Veterinary Specialist.
Yeah, Veronica, Blue Rat Vets Veterinary Specialist. She told me to give a call here. She said that you have a horse veterinarian on call.
Yes, what's the problem?
That he's perverted and he'll masturbate the horses, and they said that I shouldn't call to get your services.
Sir, is this a prank call?
No.
Okay, well, I think you need to seek medical attention for the sir if needed, okay?
Okay.
Well, we'll go ahead and hang up now. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are you there, ma'am? Horse machines? Shout out to Police Academy. The original Police Academy. Number one. And I say that as in the original because, you know, one day there's going to be a fucking reboot of the Police Academy franchise. Sunday. He's a pervert and we shouldn't use him. He masturbates the horses. Advanced animal care. Alright, let's not bring up horses. Let's just say that it is for a dog. There you go. We're canine and bird hospital only. I'm sorry. We can't take your dog. But I have a list of providers who can help you.
This is Jamie. May I help you?
Hey, Vagina. I'm calling because we have an issue with a dog. Hello?
What's your issue?
Captain Harris has gotten his hat stuck inside the dog. Hello? Whatever. Vagina. It sounded to me like she said her name was Vagina.
Are you sitting at home doing this shit? You should be out of the metal for this. Stop fucking around and be a man. There ain't nothing out here for you. Oh, yes, there is. This.
Yo, Nas. Yo, what the fuck is this bullshit on the radio? Chill, that's the shit,
man. Advanced Animal Care, this is Jamie. May I help you?
Hi, Vagina. I was calling again. We got disconnected. Do you have anybody on call tonight? Hello? I just wanted to call her Vagina again. Okay. This one here is called Medved. Medved.
Hello?
This is Marie. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We have a problem with the dog.
Okay.
The dog doesn't go. Hello?
He's not going to the bathroom?
No, it's not that. He's not doing anything. He's not going anywhere.
Is it possible that he has been bitten by something?
Maybe. Yeah, anything's possible, right?
I guess, but I'm not there. That's why I was asking questions.
Yeah, is it possible he fell down and he didn't survive? And that's why he doesn't go anymore? I don't know. Is it possible he was just an old dog? I don't know.
He's dead.
I don't know. He's not. He. It doesn't work. The dog doesn't work. He's not working. I'm trying to turn him on. He won't turn on. I don't know. Where do I charge him?
You know that this is an emergency clinic that you just called, right?
The animal emergency clinic?
Yes, and that it's
let's not get this. Let's not.
That you're going to switch your dog on, that he's not working and he won't go. That this is serious and that's not a joke.
Yeah, but it's just an animal hospital. It's something. You're acting like it's some kind of crucial, like for real humans or people, like things that matter.
Pets do matter, and they are very important, and it's not funny to call...
They matter for the investment that you put into them, and time and money.
No, they matter because they're a part of people's lives, and they are a part of a family. Okay. That is why pets matter.
Okay, all right.
Sir, well, I do not all right, Greenpeace. I'm going to hang up.
All right, Greenpeace, whatever you say. Let's...
When they says back then, I'm regardless how I go down, we gonna keep the wheel standing on.
We got a Rally's drive through.
What is it, son? What is it, son? What is it, man? You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't listen, man. Representing is ill, man. Without the gameplay, I keep some EJ sitting bent up in the stairway.
I either on the corner betting grants with the CO champs. No, no answer. Quick forever, niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force. Brown Mackey College. You think they're going to be open now? I don't know. It's supposed to be 24-hour shows, 24-hour numbers here. I don't know if a university. Well, it might be the school year. There might be open like an information line. Tornado floor machine. What's this? Aha, tornado floor machine for sale, 115 volts, 14.5 amps. This belonged to my father-in-law, and I am trying to get rid of it because I will likely never need it or use it. The machine runs very well. The plastic around the plug prongs have been broken a bit, but looks like an easy replacement if you desire. I am also including with this a box of 5 additional pads. They look like they have been used some, but still have life to them. I really want to get rid of this thing, but would like about $250, or make me an offer I can't refuse. That's what I'm talking about. Suck your dick. Suck some dicks, guys. Drinking low wets, holding text, making sure the gas came correct. Then I step, investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get. Hello. Yeah, hey, how you doing? So you got that tornado floor machine.
Yeah.
Has that got some good suction on it?
Suction, it just rotates.
It doesn't have any suction then, it just rotates?
Right, it's like a buffer.
Okay, that's good. Does it go around or back and forth? How does it go?
Right, no, circular.
Clockwise or counterclockwise, do you know?
No, I honestly don't know.
Okay, because I'm trying to mount that thing on a glory hole here that we're building on the other side. You put in a quarter and it activates on. That takes one. Does that take three phase power or just two?
It has. As in what sort of a plug in you mean?
The inverter machine. What the inverter code? What do I type in the computer to make it go?
I don't know. I think maybe you're confused with the type of machine that it is.
It's a tornado floor machine, 115 volts, 14.5 amps. It belonged to your father-in-law. You're trying to get rid of it because you like
yeah,
never
right.
need it or use
it's
it.
It's for cleaning a floor.
Yeah, it runs
so
very
no
well.
Computer program.
Plastic around the plug prongs have been broken a bit, but they look like an easy replacement if I desire. You're also
creating
a box of 5 additional pads. They look like they've been used some, but still have life to them. You really want to get rid of this thing, but would like about $250 or to make you an offer that you can't refuse.
Right.
All right. I'll give you $225. Let me finish. I'll suck your I'll suck your dick.
No thanks.
Okay. I'll suck your mom's dick. Let me finish while I ruin this prank call. While I make you hang up. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijacked Delta and the PJs. My friend tape plays, bullets and strays. Young bitches is crazy. Each black is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the album is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people's come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. We got someone reporting that they found a black blue. Whoa. They found a blue Schwinn Raider bike that they want to give to the boy that is missing a bike, like this one. Call Jeff. He found the bike. Okay, let's do it.
And Hello, you have reached Pastor Ryan Watson. I'm sorry I'm not available to take your call. Please leave your name and...
Now, why does this guy want to return it to the boy? I wanted to give this to the boy that is missing a bike. And that's a... It's a trap. He's grooming a boy. Call me for a bike. I want to talk to a boy. Send me your voice. Send me your voice.
Hello, you have reached Pastor Ryan Watson.
Pastor Ryan Watson suffering from same-sex attraction. Alright, no bike for us. We got a gravity wagon. Gravity wagon.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Kyle Pullman.
I'll pull him. We'll try him one last time, and I think I'm going to end the show. I'm starting to get tired again. That's it. I'm done. Thanks to everyone who sent the numbers. Thanks to Lonesome. Sending in numbers, I got as many as I could before I got tired. I don't think we're going to get an answer. Nah, we're not. So thanks to Lonesome. He sent in a lot that I didn't get to. Thanks to Parkman for sending in numbers that I did. And also thanks to the Swap Shop website. That one radio station in Tennessee. Thank you for always hooking me up with so many laughs. And thank you for, after all these years, still not shutting down that website. We love you. You guys even upgraded it for me once. At this point, they had to be getting some feedback that everyone who posts ads on the fucking thing usually gets a prank call from Carlito or one of his friends. Right. Anyway. So thanks to everyone who tuned in. Again, prankcallnation.com is the network webpage. We got a show on live about once a week. Be sure to hit up patreon.com/prankcallnation and help support the network. I'd appreciate it if you can. Help support me, support us, support the wonderful things we do here, like harassing people and making them feel horrible and waste the last bit of their gas and take the diapers off their baby's ass, apparently. MadhouseLive.com if you want to specifically target my pranks and material. That's my main home there. I got links for Facebook. No, I don't. Never mind. Facebook shut down. I got links for Twitter and YouTube and all that stuff over there you can get to. If you want to follow me and do all that tweety twat stuff, that'd be great. That's just about it. I'm done. Thanks, guys. We'll catch you here next week, I hope. I think. Maybe. Possibly. Bye.
I'm the one standing here in the middle of the fucking Walmart parking lot, and your bitch ass won't get out your fucking car. That way I can beat that ass, and I will.